So welcome, everybody. We invite you as we begin this morning to just give ourselves the opportunity to get grounded and centered. So we do that by taking a couple of deep breaths. Allow ourselves to soften. To let go of any earthly agenda we might have come in here with, if you choose to. And simply to allow ourselves to learn, be taught in whatever ways we need this morning. You can stretch a bit and open your eyes when you're ready. I am a little bit off this morning. Of course, you might say, what's new? My alarm clock decided to go off at 3 o'clock this morning, and I couldn't shut it off. So I had to pull the batteries out and put it in another room. So somehow or another, I need a new alarm clock. Also, what I wouldn't say would throw me off, but what I'm still puzzling over a little bit was where we ended last week. On page 58. Let me just share this with you because it. Now, again, I'm not trying to understand this with my thinking mind. Well, I am. I usually do that, trying to intellectualize. But I know it means something more than that. So I'd like to get some reflection or feedback from you all. Nothing exists in this world without your agreement to it. Nothing exists in this world without your agreement to it. Understand that once and for all, you did not make the hurricane, but you agreed to it. And to confirm it through your agreement is to claim a level of
Can you
alignment
guys
with
hear
it.
me? I can't hear any audio.
Is it true for everybody here? Everybody hearing? Okay. Let me get a little bit closer. Here's the line that sort of I'm trying to get at. Nothing exists in this world without your agreement to it. Nothing exists in this world without your agreement to it.
Yeah, I got a problem. Yeah, big time.
What do you think that means?
I think that means if we don't accept whatever's going on, we can't forgive it. Forgiving ourselves. If I can accept, if I agree to things that the evil that's going on, of course, then.
That is really a tough one.
Unless I do that, unless I take responsibility for it, I can't let it go and forgive it. I
That's
said,
the
okay.
other side of it, too. Unless I take responsibility for it, I can't change it. We're also faced with that metaphysical reality of if I see it out there, it's happening in here. Not exactly the same way, but violence, anger, separation, hatred. That's not just something that's out there someplace. So maybe that's what they're getting at in their own way. The guys are getting at it in their own way that this is another way of saying you create your reality. And whatever you see out there is at least in part, it's not blaming you particularly, but at least in part, it is our responsibility. How did Schweitzer put it? If ever there is a person who is lost, alone, or hungry, he is my responsibility. Just gonna let that play around in your head a little bit, all right? Because I'm working on that one. I don't like it. What they're saying, I believe what they're saying is that, just as you said, Sharon, if, unless I take responsibility for it, I can't change it. So unless I realize, and I can't explain this completely, but unless I realize that I am somewhat responsible and somewhat aligned to the energy of separation, then there's nothing I can do to change that.
Or state it changed.
So let's see where it goes this morning, because I have no idea. The broadcast that you are receiving, can you guys hear me okay? Okay. You want to hear me okay?
Thanks, guys. It was on my end.
The broadcast that you are receiving this morning is happening in two ways. Maybe this is part of the answer. While you hear the language and you operate in your discernment about the ideas being offered, in other words, we understand how they fit with our intellect, with our mind, with our thinking mind. You're also being claimed by us as a wave of vibration. A wave of vibration that reclaims memory, tainted in a false belief in separation, accrued through time and agreed to through collective experience. In other words, simply put, I think, and again, all of this happens to be my interpretation, best I can do with it right now. But I think what they're saying is that we are the result. Well, what's going on with us and including ourselves, we are the result of generations upon generations of mistaken identity, who we are, what we are. And we've come to believe that. And now we're at a point where even though we don't believe it anymore, or we know that it needs to change, it's still kind of hard to get out of that groove or get out of that mold. It's so easy to fall back into it's somebody else's stuff. So what they're getting, again, what they're getting at here, I believe, is just as you said, whatever I see in the world, I am at least somewhat responsible for creating that. I didn't create the hurricane. But I'm responsible for the global warming that continues to occur right now, if you want to call it that. Climate change, global warming. I am responsible for that. Because partly because I'm driving a car. I've gotten in the habit of doing something interesting. This is just a very outlandish thing I'm going to say. Usually I get in my car, sit down. Usually the first thing I do is turn the ignition on. Said, well, you know, that's kind of wasting energy. What would it be like if as soon as I sit down in the car, I take a little bit of time to put my seatbelt on first before I turn on the ignition? Maybe it's 45 seconds of less pollution in the air, but it's something. And what I've done two things there. First of all, I've accepted responsibility for this screwed up weather patterns that I've contributed to with the rest of the human race. And I've also decided to do something differently. And I'm just kind of wondering out loud if not there are many, many other instances in our lives where we could do something similar to that. Of taking responsibility, not blame, but taking responsibility and finding a way to be able to do something, even the smallest thing, be able to do something a little bit differently than we did before.
Hey, Jerry.
Yeah, Joe.
So, on that thought, if I become aware of that and I do nothing,
Hang on a second. I need to adjust your volume a little bit. Okay.
yeah. If I become aware of that which my awareness is calling me to do, and I do nothing, am I just complicit?
Yeah, you have to be, that's, you have to be present to win. You have to be awake enough to be able to realize that.
Okay.
And I think that's another thing that they're pointing to is that we have bought into the illusion. They're keying in on the idea of separateness, which is to me is sort of a the basic energy that we are working with. Either you're one or you're separate. But I've got to be aware enough to know which side of that choice I am making. Because if I'm not aware, I'm living in separateness, or I'm living in separation.
Could that be an illusion, living separation?
Pardon me?
Could it be an illusion, living, thinking
Oh,
that?
I think it is an illusion, but it's this is where it gets a little bit hairy, all right? It is an illusion, right? But it is such a powerful one that we think it's the truth. If that makes any sense. It's so powerful that we think it's the truth. And we get sucked into that kind of continually all day long. I mean, our whole economic system is based on not enoughness. Okay? It's based on separation. Oh, you want, here's how you make yourself better than somebody else. You buy a new car, you do this, you do that, you do. And the whole, if we stop doing that, the whole system would probably collapse. But I think what they're saying is that we're not here to blow up the system so much as we are not to buy into illusion, not to buy into separateness. The amplitude of the wave we are about to bring you far surpasses what many of you have experienced thus far. I read that and I ask myself, can I be open to that? Can I be open to a vibration, a new vibration so powerful that it wipes out all of the old stuff that I've been holding on to? All of the old messages that I think I am. And I have to be honest, I'm not sure whether I'm ready for that.
Could your body handle?
That's why they're raising the vibration of the physical as well as everything else. Because they don't throw the body away. They're saying the body exists the way we exist in the physical plane, but it also exists in a higher vibration. Are you willing to accept that? It's like Jesus when he did the bit they call the Transfiguration. He was up on Mount Tabor with Peter, James, and John, his three favorites. Actually, they were his favorites, but they were the ones who had the ability to understand so far. The other ones were still kind of creeping around. And he's up there, and he says, basically, what he said, this is a magical mystery tour. All right, I am going to show you who I truly am so you get an idea of who you truly are. And so he said, what happened was his garments were as white as snow, his face shone like the sun. and just knock the socks off these other three guys. Saying, I'm going to show you what your high vibration body is like. Not just the way it looks, but the way we can experience it. And you are this. You might not be able to take it right now completely. All right. You're like, in reality, you're a 120 watt bulb, right? But you're kind of muddling along at 30 watts. Could you take it if we kind of all of a sudden made things opened up and brought it to 120? Probably not. I might have to do that a little bit by increments, a little bit at a time. But part of that, or at least a lot of that, comes from my realization of reinforcing for myself, I am more than I think I am. I have a body, but I'm not my body.
Hey, Jerry.
Yes, Jim.
I don't know if you guys remember that movie. It just came as you just said that in terms of when he made himself, Divine made himself known. What was that movie out there that says, "You Can't Handle the Truth"?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, One Good Man, probably. You can't handle the truth. Yeah, that's a good line. And that's not a blame. We can look at it spiritually speaking. It's not a blame thing, is it? I think I'm not ready yet. Maybe that's a good way of putting it. You are more ready than you think, but I think I'm not ready yet. Because opening up to 120 watts scares the bejesus out of me. Because I don't know what that's like. I don't know what that's going to feel like. I don't know how other people are going to respond. When Buddha had his moment of enlightenment under the Bo tree and he kind of started walking around the village, he had an aura about him. And people would come up to him and say, Are you, what are you? Are you a saint? I say, no. Are you a god? I said, no. What are you? He said, I'm awake. But how many lifetimes did it take to make that awakening? How many lifetimes did it take to make a Mother Teresa? She didn't just pop out of the womb and say, I think I'm Mother Teresa right now. I'm gonna go work with lepers. So here's our kind of, I wouldn't say our dilemma so much. But I need that's funny. Sorry, I got interrupted by somebody. That's weird. I never had that happen before. The guys are working overtime. I have to be able to accept myself where I am in order to move to a higher plane. I can't just desire. I hope that I want to be different. I want to be embraced by change. I have to be able to accept, here's where I am, or here's where I perceive this might be better. Here's where I perceive myself to be, and I am open to growth. I am open to change. I am open to transparency. I am open to stretching myself. I am open to being more of an instrument of unconditional love. But all of that happens when I begin to accept the reality of here is where I am, here is where I perceive myself to be in this moment. And I am open, I'm in a place of surrender where I'm allowing myself to move forward. I think that's exactly what they're talking about here. The tone that we will sing, we alone will sing, will claim each of you at a level of alignment where the invocation of the release of the false memory held by form and energetic body may be completed. Are you ready? We'll touch that in our meditation when we close in this morning about our sense of readiness, and what might get in the way? What might get in the way of my evolution in this particular moment? Now, this is first completed at a level of vibration. Your acclimation to this and the realization of it will come in stages. You need to know where your mailbox is. We are not taking away your memory. But because you have codified your experience in this realm through a memory and an agreement to separation, so much may change when this is moved that it must be moved in stages. In other words, we can't do this all at once. We couldn't take it. You couldn't handle the truth. So we're gonna do some baby steps. We're gonna start with pavlova instead of a steak dinner. You're gonna take it in a little bit at a time, a little bit at a time, a little bit at a time. And two things are necessary: your willingness and your openness to allow this to happen. And I think our willingness and our openness to allow that perception to change or to grow or to become, right, is resonated by the fact that we're here this morning. I didn't come here just to listen to Jerry, and Jerry didn't come here just to listen to himself. I came here with the intention, the willingness, and the intention to grow, to expand, to heal. You fill in the blanks for yourself. Where are you coming from? Yeah, John.
Do you think the small self can get spiritual indigestion? Yes, overwhelmed.
Yeah. It doesn't. And that's a really important distinction to be able to make. That my small self, first of all, might suffer, as you said, spiritual indigestion or spiritual blindness or whatever it might happen to be. And it's terribly frightened about the changes that we're offering you at the moment, because it thinks somehow or another that, oh my God, if this person ever accepts their divine consciousness, then you're not going to need me anymore. And you might notice in this book and some of the other books that we've been working with is that we accept the small self and its fear of what might be happening to it. And we're not throwing it away, we're just putting it in its proper place. It's still part of your ego and your personality, and whatever else you might have created with that, are still part of the vehicle of your journey here on planet Earth. Jesus didn't throw that away. Jesus didn't say, okay, you've become the light of the world. No, all the other stuff gets thrown away. No, he said, here's what it looks like. Here's how you experience it. Here's how you can teach other people to experience. So be aware that the small self might be terribly frightened, might have a real difficult time with this, and that's perfectly okay. The image I get quite often is, let's suppose I was standing on a corner of a very busy street, and I'm holding a child, 2 or 3 year old child, which is really my little self, but I'm holding this child. And it's frightening. There's a lot of traffic, horns beeping, and traffic going on one way or the other. And I want to go from this side of the street to the other side of the street. Excuse me. And the little child doesn't want to do that because it's scared to death. And I said, it's going to be okay. So I hold on to you, and you might be crying and wiggling and squirming around. I hold on to you, and I tell you, I let you know that even though it doesn't feel that way, it's perfectly safe and it's going to be okay. And so we walk across the street because the light's green, even though it seems pretty scary. And I get to the other side of the street and I let go of my small self, take a deep breath, say, we're okay right now. You're back to where you were. And there are going to be many streets to cross. Isn't that a song? Oh, many rivers to cross. think it's Bob Marley song. And there will be. So keep learn how to swim. Or as Ken Wilber said, it's not our job to get rid of the waves on the ocean, but it's our job to learn how to surf. Here we are surfing. What they're saying in that last paragraph is that we're not getting rid of your memory, but we're saying most of the things that you use in your memory or connected to in your memory are not real to begin with. If you ever sat down with somebody who experienced the same, like sit down and you're looking at a family album with some family members saying, oh, remember dot, dot, dot? No, I remember dot, dot, dot. Remember this over here? And you go, no, that's not the way I remember it. And that's not bad. It's not a bad thing. It's just saying, this is what my memory is. And my memory is not the same as that being the truth. It's just my recollection or my truth at this particular moment. But I don't want to stay stuck in that because I realize that other people can have different memories of exactly the same experience. We wish you claiming it, and we don't wish you disassociating from the experience of being. In other words, we're not wiping everything out. We're not saying, okay, we're starting from scratch. We wish you claiming it in fullness, without the taint of fear, the agreement to separation that memory must mandate, not because memory wills it, memory does not have a will, but because you utilize memory to claim vibrational accord. That is that woman who was rude to me one day. I will stay far from her. The idea of memory as predicating action is easily understood by all of you. Even with the new claim that we are making on your behalf, you may choose not to make her company. That is up to you, an act of will. But the act of will is no longer informed by the mandate of separation that the small self was reared in. In other words, all of my old reactions to people, let's say we could say, for instance, in the form of prejudice, for example, we're not necessarily throwing that away. We're saying, how can I see this person in a higher way? How can I relate to this person in a higher way? How can I allow them to relate to me in a higher way? What are we doing this time? Okay. Going to ask you to close your eyes for a minute. It's not a meditation. I'm just going to read this part to you, and I'd just like you to take it in on the highest vibrational level you can. So before we do that, close your eyes, take a couple of breaths. This is not a regular meditation. We'll do that a little bit later. And allow yourself to be as open as you possibly can be. Letting go of your memory of history. Letting go of your attachment to small consciousness. Allowing yourself to be embraced by the truth of who you are. Not something you have to figure out, but simply be open to. And when we are open to that truth of who we are in a time and a place and a space of surrender. And when we are in a space of surrender, we are automatically in higher consciousness. We are in that space we sometimes call the upper room. On this day, we claim that all who hear these words will be renown in a higher template of agreement. That form itself may be realized beyond any agreement to a memory in separation that distorts one's true nature. Because the true nature is expressed and realized in the upper room. We sing your songs for you so that you may learn the words. And as we sing on your behalf, we sing the truth of your expression and what may be now known. Behold, I make all things new. Allow the body to be received. Allow the memory of the body to be held in this high frequency. And allow the idea of self, moored in memory of form, through all time, be reclaimed in the high octave that is the upper room. We will say this now to all of you, to memory itself, as the divine self that we come as on your behalf. God is, God is, God is. Allow the body to receive. Allow the energetic field to receive. And know the self as whole. God is. God is, God is. Period, period, period. What stands before you today is a new recognition of what you are. The divine is manifest in flesh and blood. In all things you see or may ever encounter. Some of you say, well, perhaps this is so, but what is my experience of it? How can I know that this is true? The authority you actually hold to recognize this is implicit in your expression, how you be. The recognition of the divine self that has come as form is expression as may be known in the manifest plane. You are who you think you are. And if you think you are a divine consciousness, experiencing yourself in form on planet Earth, and that's who you are. If you choose to see yourself as a frightened little self frightened little self in lower consciousness, then at least at that moment, as illusion it might be, is still a reflection of who you are or how you think you are at that moment. I choose wholeness. I choose light. I choose peace. I choose joy. And I am grateful. Deep breath. And stretch yourself. Notice what we might call your vibrational level in this moment. Without labeling it as being high or low, simply notice what it's like. And when you're ready to, you can open your eyes. Does anybody have anything you want to share before we do our closing meditation? I got to leave a little bit early this morning.
Yeah, I do, Jerry. It's brief. I just love that. So what, two things came to me. One, I don't have to proclaim anything to anyone. It's done unto Jim as Jim believes. Whether I believe I'm a divine child of God or the other. And then I think what happens is my knowing, what I know, what I believe is showing. That's how I show up. So I don't have to have a megaphone to say I'm this, I'm that. It's all about Jim's belief.
Thank you. We're going to close with a short meditation. I'm going to invite you to close your eyes again. Breathe. Allow your breath to find its own natural rhythm. Allow your heartbeat to find its own natural rhythm. And allow yourself to be. And in that space where there is no war, no violence, only peacefulness and oneness, You are creating a new self. You are creating a new world. I am whole. I am filled with light. I am perfect. I am filled with light. I am surrounded by the pure white light of Christ. Nothing but good shall come to me. Nothing but good shall go from me. I give thanks. I give thanks. I give thanks. Deep breath. You can open your eyes when you're ready. Thank you all for being here.
Thank you, Jerry.
Have a blessed day.
Thank you,
too.
Jerry,
Thank you,
and everyone. Thank you.
Thanks, Jerry. Guys.